experience of walking in the Spirit. Amen. Why? Because we're flesh. Amen. We're still mortal. And as mortals, we are subject to the consequences of sin. That the mortality tables reveal that, amen, that we are subject to death. It's appointed in a man once to die and then the judgment. But when we walk in the Spirit, that we can overcome, amen, the influence of our flesh. Amen. We can rise above the carnality that is our human nature, because we have been clothed upon with another nature, the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful tonight? Aren't you grateful? Amen. That you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, and old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Galatians 5 and verse 12. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. We are called unto liberty, not to bondage, but to liberty. And because we are children of God, born again, born of the water and born of the Spirit, made in the likeness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, heirs and joint heirs together, and the promises of God, we're called unto liberty. We've been set free. We are unshackled. We are not to be bound to the things of this world or in bondage to our flesh. Amen. We've been released from that bondage, from the curse of sin, that we might live unto the Lord. Jesus said, I'm come to give you life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And so walking in the Spirit is not a life of bondage, but it is a life of liberty. Liberty from the sin that once held us captive, that once enslaved us, so that the things that we would not, that we did, and the things that we would, we did not, because we were sold under sin. We were sold in bondage. We were slaves to our carnal nature. But now that we have received Jesus Christ into our life, we've been called into liberty. Now that does not mean that you are no longer flesh. Doesn't mean that you do not have a carnal nature. In fact, the Bible tells us that we need to mortify the deeds of the body. We need to keep our flesh under subjection. So just because that we have been set free from the bondage of sin does not mean that we're not subject to temptation. Doesn't mean that we do not struggle in our flesh, amen, to do the things that please the Lord. But we are born that we might overcome the world. Jesus said, in the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. We're going to be tempted. We're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. We are going to struggle with this flesh. Just because you're a child of God doesn't mean that you are now exempt from the things of this world or from the temptations of the flesh. But you have been given a power, have been given a liberty that you might not be entangled again in the bondage of sin. But if we sin, and there's not a human being alive that has not sinned, amen, even those that have received the Spirit of the Lord, amen, there's none of us that are yet been made perfect. You've sinned, I've sinned, we've all sinned. We've stumbled. We've struggled. We have found ourselves sometimes giving in to the flesh. We don't have to give in to the flesh. We don't have to do the things that are contrary to the nature of God. So why do we? Why do we sometimes, amen, become a prey of the enemy? Why do we sometimes stumble in spite of the best of intentions? Amen. Why do we? Because that we cease, amen, to mind the things of God. Amen. The Bible says, amen, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Now, how are we going to be any different than anyone else in this world? The Bible says, don't be conformed to the world. Don't be like the world. Amen. We don't want to look like the world. We don't want to talk like the world. We don't want to act like the world. Amen. Because we're not of the world. Amen. We are born from above. Our citizenship is a heavenly citizenship. We don't belong here. Amen. We don't belong to this world, but we're still flesh. Oh, that we could just spread our wings and fly and be released from this earthly pilgrimage that we have to walk. But we have to confront our flesh every day. Our biggest enemy is not the devil, even though the devil, amen, is, amen, a tempter. He is one who seeks to devour those that he can. He goes to and fro seeking whom he may devour. But our biggest enemy is the person that you look at every morning in the mirror. Our biggest enemy is us. We have found the enemy, and it is us. We sometimes, amen, fall, amen, into the snares of the enemy because we fail to walk in the Spirit. Now, the Bible tells us, amen, that we are to continue in prayer, to pray without ceasing. And so when we fail to obey God's word and we let up on our prayer life, when we neglect, amen, to mind the things of God and think on the things of the Lord, you know, the biggest battleground that you'll ever find is the battleground of the mind. That we are bombarded with visual images from the media and from our world environment, the newspaper, the billboards, you name it. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. But just like Lot, we're vexed by the world that we live in. We are affected by the world around us. And the company that we keep and the places we go and the things that we read and the things that we hear, affect our heart. Amen. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world. So if I read what the world reads and I entertain myself with the things that the world entertains itself with, and I don't live my life any differently than those that are in the world, how am I living a transformed life? If you can't tell the difference between a so-called Christian and someone that's not a child of God, then there's something wrong somewhere. Amen. Thank God that we can tell, amen, when we are in the presence of men. Most of the time. And we can tell we're in the presence of women most of the time. Because God, amen, made a difference between men and women. And we're not supposed to look alike. We're not supposed to think alike. Amen. Because God made us to complement one another. Same when we go to the things of the Lord, that we are born to be different. Amen. We're not to try to imitate the world or the music of the world. So oftentimes, amen, the music of the world finds its way into the sanctuary of the church. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The devil, amen, found he's welcome in certain areas of our life. And whatever area of your life, amen, that he can find, he will try to infiltrate. He will try to get inside of your heart and inside of your mind and try to influence your lifestyle. Amen. That's why it's so important that we mind the things of God. Amen. The Bible says don't even talk about the things that the world talks about. Amen. The evil and the sinful, the wickedness. Amen. Of the flesh. Amen. Why should we defile ourselves? Amen. With their meat. Why should we defile ourselves with their drink? Amen. We found something that's wholesome and pure and righteous. Amen. That's why we need to be careful what we pick up. Amen. When you go to the bookstore, and I'm one of the world's worst. I love books. But everything in that bookstore is not for a child of God. Amen. Amen. Whatever area of life, amen, that you enjoy, there are people that enjoy reading. There's some people don't enjoy reading. Some people enjoy music. Some people enjoy different things. Amen. But we better be careful, because there is, amen, an influence in every area of our life, that if we're not careful, the devil will come in and he will gain an advantage over us. Amen. That's why we've got to be careful. Amen. We are called unto liberty. But just because that you are free doesn't mean, amen, that you're to go everywhere that your flesh desires to go. Amen. Jesus said, if your eye offends you, to pluck it out. We are all affected by what we see with our eye. We remember things that we see more than just what we hear. And because that is true, that there are so many visual intrusions in your life, whether it's on the BlackBerry or whether it's on some other device, a computer screen or a television or whatever it is, that you are subjected to, and sometimes you're subjected to things against your will. You're just there. But nevertheless, you are going to be affected by what you see. You're going to be affected by what you hear. You're going to be affected by what you fix your eyes upon. Amen. When Peter saw that the waves were boisterous, he began to sink. And that's what happens to a child of God when he gets his eyes off of the Lord and he lets up on his prayer life and he lets up on his commitment to God. Amen. He begins to sink. Amen. And he becomes overcome by the things of the world. We are called unto liberty. But don't use that liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Amen. That we shouldn't have to put up a sign. Amen. Or put some kind of a monitoring device on a Christian. Amen. That tells you where to go and where not to go. If you don't have enough Holy Ghost, if you don't have enough God in your life, amen, that you have to have someone monitor, amen, yourself wherever you go. Amen, you've got a spiritual condition, amen, that is going to be fatal. Amen, because the child of God, amen, is led by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will quicken, amen, and bring to your understanding what is of God and what's not of God. Amen. And the Bible says if there's any question, amen, to leave it alone. Because whatsoever is not of faith is sin. If there's a question about it, amen, if I'm not sure whether it's good, amen, I'm not going to eat it. Have you ever eaten something that was tainted? Been left out too long? Amen. You'll get sick if you are not sure whether it's good. Pitch it out. Because the consequences are, amen, that it might be fatal. Amen. And my eternal security is too important to leave it to mere chance. The Bible says to make your calling and your election sure. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you sure? Amen. You can be sure with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You can be sure if the Holy Ghost and is your guide. Amen. If you will walk where He walks. Amen. If you will do the things that He would have you to do. Amen. You won't have to worry about being someplace where you ought not be. Or doing something that you ought not do. Jesus said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. Now, I don't think that it's a good practice. Amen. Every time that you're tempted by something you see to pluck your eyeball out. But it'd be better to have your eyeball plucked out, amen, than to go to hell completely whole. That's what Jesus said. If that's the only way that you can keep from looking at something that you know you ought not be looking at, amen, Jesus said, then pull out your eyeball. He meant literally. He wasn't speaking figuratively. Literally pluck out your eyeball. Amen. For he said it would be better to go to heaven, amen, without an eye than it would be to go to hell with both eyes. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no comparison. Amen. It would be better, no matter what it cost, no matter what sacrifice that you have to make. Amen. It'll be worth it. Amen. To go to heaven and be with Jesus Christ. But whatever you're holding on to in this world, amen, it's not going to be worth it. Amen. If it means losing your soul and burning in the flames of hell forever and ever and ever. Amen. Where the fire is not quenched. Amen. Oh, my God. Amen. It's important that we learn, amen, then not use our liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Don't yield to your flesh. God's not going to make you do anything. You can't make anybody, amen, go anywhere or do anything against their will. Amen. And God does not impose, amen, restrictions upon you that are unreasonable or unfair. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you walk in the Spirit, the Bible says you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so when I fail, when I stumble, amen, it's because I cease to walk in the Spirit. And I have stumbled, amen, in my walk with God, amen, since I received the Holy Ghost when I was 11 years old. I haven't been perfect since I was 11, Sister Covey. And if you're honest with yourself, sometimes you haven't walked in the Spirit. You have allowed the flesh, amen, to take an advantage over you, to do things you really didn't want to do. You really didn't want to do that, but you yielded to your flesh. Amen. The flesh will always cause you to go farther than you intended to go, to stay longer than you intended to stay. Amen. And so the best thing to do, amen, is to obey the Word of God. And the Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And so when we fall into the trap of the enemy, you know why? Because we didn't resist. Amen. We can't claim that we're assaulted like a rape victim because we didn't resist. Amen. We weren't taken advantage of. We yielded our members. Hello? We yielded our members. We gave over, amen, to our vile affections. We gave over to our lust or our desires. Amen. Because the Bible says if you resist, hallelujah. Woo! If you resist, amen, if you resist, the devil will flee. And there are some temptations that the Bible says to flee. Amen. To flee fornication. Amen. To run for your life. Amen. You know why Joseph didn't give in to Potiphar's wife? Because he ran for his life. Because if he hadn't ran, amen, he might have been a victim. You know why? Because he was human. Anybody here human tonight? Anybody subject to the passions of the flesh? Anybody ever lose your temper, lose your cool? Anybody ever wake up in a bad mood? Anybody ever play the role of Scrooge? Amen. We're more flesh than sometimes we're willing to admit. Amen. Have you ever had a tendency to be a little bit stingy? To not want to share? You know where that comes from? Flesh. Carnality. Pride. Vanity. Amen. And all of those things we're subject to. That's why we need to walk in the Spirit. That's why we need to come to the house of God on a Wednesday night and hear the Word of God, because we're flesh. Nanny Beck used to tell us, she used to have a saying. She said, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. You know why a lot of people get messed up? Amen. Because they're bored with life. You can just stare at the walls for so long, and it begins to get a little bit boring. Hello? Or maybe things are exciting where you live. Maybe you live in a different neighborhood than I do. Maybe your life's always exciting. Maybe life's just a great big party, a carousel of fun. You know, life's not all, amen, fun and happiness. In fact, the Bible says man's days are few, and they're what? Full of trouble. And we got too many problems. We got too much trouble, amen, not to have something to do. If you don't have enough to do, you need to pray, amen, for me. You need to pray, amen, for Brother Neil. You need to pray for Brother Lovelady. You need to pray for your brothers and sisters. Amen. We don't spend near enough time in prayer, amen, as we do doing other things that don't amount to hill of beans. Amen. Hallelujah. How much time do we spend daily reading our Bible? We spend more time in front of the computer than we do in the Word of God? Do we spend more in time indulging the flesh than we do encouraging ourselves in the Lord? You see, who's going to win out in this battle? Amen. Somebody asked one time, which one is going to win out? It's the one that you feed the most that's going to win. If you feed the carnality, the carnal side of you, and incidentally, all of us have a fleshly, human side of us. Amen. If you feed that carnal man more than you feed the spiritual man, amen, the carnal man's going to triumph over the spiritual man. But if you'll feed the spiritual man, that's the reason we need the manna of the Word of God. Give us this day our daily bread. You say weekly bread's not going to do. Now many of you, amen, many of you probably had a good meal today. Maybe more than one meal. Feeding your natural man. But how often do you feed the spiritual man? If the only time you get fed is when you come to the house of God, you're a puny Christian. Your ribs are showing. You're gaunt. You look slack. You know why? Because you're malnutritioned. If you depend on the preacher and the Sunday school teacher, amen, to do all of the preparation and all the spiritual planning, amen, then you're malnourished. But Jesus said we're to pray, amen, give us this day our daily bread. And lead us not, he said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We don't need, amen, to put ourselves in a place that would that cause us to be overcome, amen, by the things of the world. But we need, amen, to follow after the Spirit of God. In verse 13 it says, don't give an occasion to the flesh. Amen. And so what do we do? Amen. To avoid, amen, giving over to the flesh. What does the Bible say in verse 13? But by love, serve one another. Amen. If we spent more time, amen, serving one another in the kingdom, ministering to one another, we see a need, amen, and we know that it's a real need, amen, then minister to that need. Amen. If someone's lonely, discouraged, depressed, encourage them in the Lord. Amen. If we did all that, amen, we wouldn't have time, amen, to be tempted by the devil. Amen. We wouldn't be bickering among ourselves if we were ministering to one another and praying for one another and serving one another. By this shall men know that you're my disciples, and in that you have a love one to another. The Bible says, verse 14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know how what walking in the Spirit is? Amen. It's showing honor and respect. I don't care how much you shout and dance and speak in tongues. Amen. If you do not show honor and respect to the men and women who are part of the people of God, amen, you're not spiritual, but you're carnal. In fact, your, amen, your gibberish, amen, is becomes nothing but a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal, the Bible says, if you don't have the love of God. Amen, if you can be defiant, amen, if you can bow up your back, amen, in insubordination, and speak evil of dignities, speak evil of things that you don't even know anything about, amen, it doesn't matter about anything else that you do, that you're not spiritual, because the Bible says that it's everything, amen, can be summed up in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And you can't love someone, amen, and show dishonor. You can't yet love somebody and treat someone, amen, shamefully. You can't do that. Amen. If you really love someone, amen, it will be evident from your spirit and from the attitude. Look at verse 15. But if you can't love one another, this is what the opposite side of the coin is. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Amen. Once you begin to quarrel and you begin to devour one another, amen, then you will be consumed. Amen. Even that person that you quarrel against, amen, will become, amen, an enemy to you. And you will become an enemy to them. Amen. Why? Because you yield yourself to your flesh. When we began to dispute with one another and began to devour one another and speak evil of one another, amen, are we walking in the Spirit? Is that spirit? It's not spiritual, is it? Being spiritual is not how fast you can run around the church, or how high you can jump, or how loud you can shout. In fact, that's a stench in the nostrils of God if your spirit and your attitude's not right. Amen. God won't even pay any attention to that kind of worship. But God, amen, honors that person who worships in sincerity and in truth. The true worshiper must worship in spirit and in truth. If you're not of the right spirit, amen, then you're not walking in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And so the carnal man opposes the things of God. The Bible says our flesh and the spirit are at variance against the other. Amen. And so if we're going to win, we've got to crucify our flesh, not crucify your brother. But when you see that you're getting out of sorts, when you see that you're getting in an attitude that's destructive, and that it's divisive, and that it's not conducive to spiritual growth and unity and harmony, amen, you need to crucify your flesh. Mortify the deeds of the body. Don't crucify your brother. The fleshly nature is that we attack one another. We begin to find fault. What did Jesus say? He said, before you can help your brother, he said, first get the beam out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to get the mote out of your brother's eye. Usually we get all worked up over little things, not big things, but little things, amen, that cause dissension and disharmony in the body of Christ. It's never a big thing. It's a little thing. But it becomes a big thing because we make it a big thing. We've heard the saying of making a mountain out of a molehill. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so the Bible is very clear, amen, that if we don't love one another, Amen. As Christ has commanded us that we will destroy one another. The biggest enemy, amen, that we face, amen, is not outside the church, it's in the church. Amen. Jesus said, a house divided against itself will fall. Because they accused Jesus of having the spirit of Beelzebub. They said he cast out devils by the power of the devil. Amen. How can you cast out a devil except you bind the strong man? Amen. Jesus, amen, said to them, he said, in other words, the problem is ourselves. Amen. We're not, amen, it's not outside the body that we need to fear. But the greatest enemy, amen, that we face is our carnality. Amen. Paul wrote, he said, whence come fightings among you and rumors? Is it not because, amen, that you're immature? It's because that you're not spiritual, but you're carnal. He said, I would that you were spiritual. Because I would give you meat, but when I would give you meat, that you have need of milk. Amen? Is that what Paul said? Because there was disputings among those that were in the body of Christ. Amen. And so Paul took time to let them know that if we are going, amen, to walk in the Spirit, then we're going to have to walk in unity. We're going to have to walk in love. We're going to have to walk in humility. We're going to have to walk in meekness, because the Spirit of God, amen, is meek and humble. It's unassuming. Amen. It beareth all things. It endureth all things. Hallelujah. And love covereth a multitude of sins. Amen. Thank God, amen, because of love, amen, that Jesus Christ forgave us. How many of you have been forgiven of sin? And so if we've been forgiven, amen, shouldn't we forgive one another? That the Bible says that if we fail to forgive our brother, amen, the sins that were forgiven will be imputed unto us again. Remember the man that had the debt that he could not pay? It was an enormous debt. And the householder, he forgave him all that he owed him. He went out and he got a hold of a man that owed him just a little bit, not much. It's always the little things. Amen. The Bible says it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. Amen. It's these little needly things, amen, that create turmoil and division. Amen. He just owed him a little bit. But he went out and grabbed him by the throat and said, you pay me what you owest me. And he threw him in prison. And when the word reached his master, he was very angry. God is angry with us. Amen. When we have an unforgiving spirit. Amen. Because when we are not willing, remember the Lord's Prayer again, we'll keep going back to that. Forgive us our debt. Aren't you glad He forgives us our debt? I'm glad He forgave me. You know why? Because I was a sinner. Hallelujah. If you've sinned more than once, amen. Amen. You know how great it is to have forgiveness. Amen. We've all sinned. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Now, maybe your sin wasn't the same as someone else's sin, but sin, sin. The sight of God. Amen. And all sin is subject to the penalty of death. But He forgave them. Forgive us our debts as we what? As we forgive our debtors. Amen. Do you think you might need forgiveness tomorrow? Amen. Do you think that sometime between now and the rapture that you might need a little mercy? You might need a little grace? You might need a little bit of compassion? Amen. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Hallelujah. And so when we learn to forgive, when we learn, amen, to show compassion and love, after all, we are called, amen, unto liberty. We're called, amen, to bring reconciliation. Praise the Lord. We're called, amen, to be children of God. For this I say, verse 16, and I'm going to close because I know it's getting late. But verse 16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. We found, amen, that we can be an overcomer. And the Bible says, amen, Sister Hart. Amen. The Bible says, he that is born of God overcometh the world. And because we're children of God, amen, we cannot practice sin. Amen, we can't do it. Amen, because, amen, there's something about being a child of God. Amen, that we have no desire for the world. We have no desire for the things, amen, that sin offers to us. Thank God that as a child of God, that we cannot practice sin. Amen, because the seed of the Word of God abides in us. And the Word of God brings healing. The Word of God brings deliverance. The Word of God empowers us so that we can rise above temptation. And we can rise above the flesh. And we can rise above the powers of this world. And we can live an overcoming life. We will overcome. We may sometimes struggle with issues in life because we're flesh. God never said that it would always be easy. God didn't say that you wouldn't be tempted. In fact, God said that it would be tribulous. Straight is the way, and straight is the gate. That word straight means tribulous. You're going to have trials. You're going to be tested. If you were never tested, amen, you would never grow strong. You've got to be put. You're going to face some temptations today and tomorrow and the day after that. The devil's going to tempt you with things from your past that once had control over your life. Oh yeah, he will. Amen. The devil never misses a trick. He knows where you're weak. But you know what? Amen. The Bible tells me, amen, that if you're a child of God, you're going to overcome. If you're a child of God, amen, you're going to have authority. If you're a child of God, amen, you're not going to allow the bondage that once enslaved you, amen, to once again, amen, take hold of you. Because if you're led by the Spirit, you're a child of God. And if a child of God, amen, then you're going to desire the things that God desires. You're going to desire things that are holy. The Bible says in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We're free tonight because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We're not bound anymore. Amen. We're not going to be conformed to the world. We're not going to act like the world acts. Amen. We're not going to devour one another. Amen. If you were in the world, amen, Amen. You would be seeking payback. If you were in the world, amen, you'd say, you step on me and I'll step on you. But not in the church. Jesus said, if he smites you on one cheek, turn the other one. They demand you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. Amen. If they demand your cloak, give them your coat also. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We're not going to respond like the world responds because we're not of the world. We're children of God. We're going to manifest the love of God. We're going to manifest grace. We're going to manifest mercy. We're going to be gentle. We're going to be kind. We're going to be understanding because we walk in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. To be kind, to be gentle, to be faithful, to be committed. That's spiritual. I said that's spiritual. Yes. Amen. To pray for one another. That's spiritual. To prefer your brother above yourself. That's spiritual. Amen. Not to seek, amen, honor, but rather to honor your brother, your sister. That's spiritual. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I want to be spiritual tonight because I'm a child of God. Would you stand tonight?
He set me free from the chains that had me bound by sin. Turn my life around the night that I was born again. And it was more than just the water that swept over me. Jesus washed my sins away. Set me free.
If you know it, sing it to the Lord.
He set me free from the chains that had me bound by sin. He turned my life around the night that I was born again. And was more than just the water that swept over me. Jesus washed my sins away and he set me free.
Let's lift our hands and thank the Lord tonight. Oh, hallelujah. God, we thank you, Jesus.
That bought my liberty. Although I don't deserve
hallelujah.
His best.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm thankful.
Lord, let me walk where you'd have me walk. Help me to go where you'd have me go. Do what you'd have me do. Pray in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. Those that would pray, the doors are always open. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for being here tonight. Amen. We hope to see you again. Amen. This weekend. God bless you. You're dismissed. In Jesus' name.
And it's not by works that I have done that bought my liberty. Although I don't deserve God's best, I'm thankful as can be. And for me, there'll be no turning back. I'm determined to go through. I'm free, praise God, from ransom, and he'll do the same for you. chains that had me bound by sin. He turned my life around the night that I was born again. And it was more than just the water that swept over me. Jesus washed my sins away, and he set me free. Jesus washed my sins away, and he set me free. Just the water that swept over me.